Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Yeah. On Houston's Eagle.
Breaking new music with a new Deep Purple song. We're going to check that out here in about 10 minutes. Weather today, we have a chance for an afternoon shower, 30% chance. Outside right now, 69 in the one-hour heating and air conditioning weather center.
But right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Christy, who had some trouble at her apartment. She came home late one evening and her husband had her locked out.
She'd been to a wrestling match.
She ended up throwing rocks at the window and screaming to try and get let back in.
Her and her husband got in a big argument.
Hello?
Hi, Christy?
Who's speaking?
This is Larry Murphy with Apartments. How are you?
Fine.
Do you have a moment? I just wanted to talk to you about a little complaint that we had about a disturbance that goes back to last week.
Uh-huh.
It seems like there was some kind of ruckus outside your door there.
I was locked out of my house.
I guess it got kind of ugly or something.
No, not at all. I had to throw a rock up at my window, and then my husband finally heard me. But, I mean, it went on for maybe 10 minutes.
Right.
He had the deadbolt locked, yeah.
And my understanding is that there was some yelling and screaming and, you know, basically kind of a domestic problem going on.
Oh, please.
Why were you locked out at 11:30 or midnight or whatever at night?
Well, sir, obviously that's no one's business. Mm-hmm. He had gone to sleep, accidentally locked the deadbolt, being a habit when you go to bed.
Right.
And I was out somewhere, but that's no one's business, and he accidentally went to bed locking the deadbolt. And there was no domestic, excuse me, so there was none.
Well, there was screaming and pounding and Lord knows what going on.
Like I say, I was pounding on the door trying to see if he could hear me. I mean, what else was I supposed to do?
Some people said there was fighting going on. Were you fighting?
Not at all. Uh-huh. I mean, who wants to fight at midnight?
We run a quiet apartment complex.
That's fine.
People trying to sleep at midnight, and they
don't fine.
Need some screaming hair-pulling contest going on in the middle of the night.
Okay, well, that was not going on, sir. Thank you.
My understanding is that you folks have been married just a recent time. Maybe some counseling or something might be in order.
Excuse me, sir. I don't need your advice.
What I've noticed is that these things, in my experience, and I've seen it a million times, is these things get progressively worse. And then, you next thing you know, he's locked out. And this thing goes on all the time.
Sir, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an adult, and I can handle my problems. When you go to bed, you lock your chain, you lock your deadbolt.
But he doesn't know if his own wife is home?
Excuse me, I don't need you talking to me like this.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
I said it will. I mean, I was locked out. Yes, I was knocking very hard on the front door.
Yes.
With the ceiling fan going, with the AC going.
Okay.
And he's in the back of the house. It's quite hard to hear.
I understand all
but
that.
But there was no fighting.
Okay.
And there was no hollering. Once I got in, I went to bed as well.
Now, where had you been?
What is that any of your business?
I'm just trying to, you know, kind of get a feel for what the heck was going on. And
that's
maybe
none of your business where I was.
Well, I happen to know. I've done a little investigating. And my understanding is you'd been to watch wrestling.
What difference does it make?
See, this is the kind of behavior we get from wrestling fans. They go out and have a little too much to drink. And then
first of all, I'm not an alcoholic, and I don't drink alcohol at all. How do you know I was where I was?
All right, I don't know. I was at that wrestling match. I saw you.
Oh, you saw me.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
You. Why don't you do this?
What?
Why don't you let my husband speak with you? Because I'm going to no longer talk to you.
What I had in mind was this. You and I, 2 minutes of wrestling.
Excuse me?
All right.
I'm glad you find humor in this.
Well, I'll tell you why I do. Because JT asked us to call and wish you a happy birthday. It's Dean and Raj and the birthday scam.
Oh, my God.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Now that I'm home at sick at work, from work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, JT gave us the home number, too.
Okay.
Are you okay now?
I'm fine.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.